This is Lucy Dew with the latest from CRI News. Voting in the controversial referendum in the Crimea has come to a conclusion. Exit polling is suggesting that over 95% have voted to leave Ukraine and rejoin Russia. The final results of the vote are expected to come out within the next few hours. Authorities in Crimea launched the referendum after forces loyal to Russia took control of a number of major institutions in the fallout from the ouster of Ukrainian President Viktor Yanukovych. The European Union and the United States have announced they will not accept the outcome of the referendum. Russia has said it will respect the results of the vote. Malaysian authorities now say 25 nations are currently involved in the official search for flight MH370. The involvement in the additional countries over the weekend comes following word from Malaysian authorities that the missing plane had its radar and transponder intentionally turned off shortly after taking off 9 days ago. Over the weekend, Malaysian Prime Minister Najib Razak confirmed the plane turned around after the radar and transponder were shut down, then turned west back over Malaysia before disappearing. As such, authorities have now changed the search grid to either a southwest or northwest track, meaning the search for the missing jetliner is being extended into the southern Indian Ocean and along a track heading into Central Asia. The Malaysia Airlines flight with 239 passengers and crew on board disappeared around an hour after takeoff on an overnight flight from Kuala Lumpur to Beijing. 154 of those on the flight are Chinese. Central authorities here in China have unveiled this country's first ever national-level urbanization roadmap. The new document has placed a focus on human-centered and environmentally friendly development. The National New Type Urbanization Plan contends urbanization serves as a strong engine for sustainable and healthy economic growth. The latest government figures show that urbanization ratio in China currently sits at 53.7%, far lower than the 80% average of developed countries. The new plan has set a target of creating an urbanization ratio of 60% by 2020, with 45% of the population holding an urban hukou. A strong earthquake has struck off the coast of Chile. The 7.0 magnitude quake hit in the ocean about 70 kilometers to the northwest of the port city of Iquique. The quake was strong enough to be felt across the city of 180,000. No word yet on damages or injuries. The city of Iquique was hammered by a 7.9 magnitude earthquake in 2005, which injured over 100 people and left 11 dead. The Syrian Air Force has launched an air assault into Lebanese territory. It is being reported Syrian jets have launched several air-to-ground missiles at a mountain pass, which is known to be a transit point for smugglers and an escape route for Syrian rebels. The result of the Syrian Air Force raid remains unclear. The area where the assault took place is also home to around 50,000 Syrian refugees. Meanwhile, Turkey has scrambled a pair of jets to intercept a pair of Syrian fighter jets near its borders. No shots were fired as the Syrian jets turned away just over 2 miles away from the Turkish border. North Korean forces have launched 25 more short-range missiles off the country's east coast. The launch of the missiles comes 12 days after Pyongyang fired off a number of other projectiles into the open waters off the country's east coast. South Korean authorities say they believe the missiles launched early last night are so-called frog missiles with a range of around 70 kilometers. A number of Palestinian factions are calling on Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas to maintain his resolve in his meeting later on this Monday with US President Barack Obama at the White House. A number of leading Palestinian groups, including Hamas, which controls the West Bank, are pleading with Abbas not to surrender to any pressure Obama may put on him when it comes to any extension of current peace talks. The current window for negotiations established by the US side in brokering the current round of peace talks is set to expire at the end of April. Over 100,000 people have turned out in London on Sunday for the annual St. Patrick's Day celebrations. Organised by the Mayor's office and local Irish businesses, the parade from Piccadilly to Trafalgar Square has seen some 90 different groups taking part. Various other celebrations have also taken place in London to mark the Irish holiday. For CRI News, this is Lucy Du in Beijing.